Hello, and welcome to another episode of Near Death Dolls. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Paige.
And we're your hosties with the mosties.
Well, talking about ghosties.
And other totally random shit.
If anyone can do random, it's the Near Death Dolls.
Yep.
This week, Lisa will be covering three mini topics. A grazing board, if you will. A petit buffet.
Pardon Paige's French, but yes, I will be bringing a little bit of past and present to the topics table. But first, Paige, what are you bringing to the drinky table?
The drinky table. I like that.
What is a drink table?
Yeah, what is a drink table?
I don't know.
I'm happy with
drinky
that.
Drinky table. Yeah, cool. Okay.
I'd rather sit there than the kids' table at Thanksgiving, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they all have grape juice and you're trying to drink your wine.
Yeah. I thought this was the drinky table.
This was the drinky table.
Anyway, nice. Yes. Sorry about that. Yes, I have a drink that is going to be a little controversial today.
Oh.
Whoop. Can you see it?
Kinda. What is that?
It is a drink of my own creation. I have delicious cocktail balls that Lisa has got me, and I keep forgetting to go get the freaking sparkling water necessary to drink it, because it has to have the sparkling water to dissolve the cocktail bomb, I suppose. But so I just had vodka. So I put vodka in water with strawberries and blueberries cut up into it. Mm-hmm. And I squeezed two oranges into it. It was very pretty before I squeezed the orange into it, I can tell you that. Now it just
it's
looks
pretty
murky.
Now. Well, I mean, it's a murky, yeah. Yeah, it looks good.
Looks like lemonade, or, you know, it's like a nice orangey color. Yeah, it's definitely refreshing. It's actually really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. And then you get a treat when you get to...
What?
Sorry. You get a treat when you get to the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. I'm excited for it. And it's been soaking for a while, so it's going to be a boozy treat.
A boozy treat. I looked over and Boo's like, what?
Boo. Oh, boozy.
And treat.
Not
say
for you,
boozy
Boo.
Treat. No.
You don't want it.
Poor baby.
But the controversial part is I also added a couple drops of doTERRA essential oil.
Which kind?
It was wild orange flavor.
So is it meant to be ingested, or are you just throwing
this particular one? I know, right? No, okay. This particular one in doTERRA, at least. I don't know any of the other brands, but in doTERRA, the peppermint and the wild orange, lemon and lavender, and maybe a few other ones, say FDA approved for internal use or whatever. Oh, like, so you can drink them. And I'll usually put peppermint in my water bottle because I like
it. That's nice. Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I just want to add a little bit more flavor. So I did some drops and I looked it up afterwards and it said, probably shouldn't use that in your cocktail because it's an MLM and stuff like that. I'm like, I already bought it while I was in the MLM. Okay, it's over.
Yeah.
I'm done Let's with it. I just have the oil now, so I might as well use it.
I used to do Beachbody. I still do the workouts. I'm not a coach anymore. And like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Made a little money without having to recruit anybody. It's fine.
You learned. You grew. Mm-hmm. You grew muscles.
I did. I'm trying again, but it's not working as good this time.
No? Is it hard to make yourself do the workout?
I'm just not as motivated as I was back then. I
know. It takes a boot in the butt to do something like that.
It really does. And I need to, but I'll get there. I'll get there.
Yeah, you will. I'll boot you in the butt anytime, girl.
Watch the butt.
Okay. I don't have any real boots. I just have Uggs. So it won't hurt too bad.
Oh, very nice.
What are you drinking? What's at your drinky table?
Oh, I just got a glass of wine. It's left over from like a week ago.
Looks good. Nice red wine.
Yeah, it's a red wine. It's a Côtes de Rhône from the Rhône region of somewhere.
Nice. Italy, France, I have seen that.
Côtes de Rhône. It's called Halos de Jupiter. And this is like one of Kyle's favorite red wines. So we buy this one as often as we can, whenever we can make it over to a Total Wine and More.
Yes. Yes. That's a good place.
And the bottle's pretty. And it tastes good. So, yeah. Chops.
Nice. Very. Cheers. Chink.
Have a sip. And then we'll get into our... I called this episode... It's episode 84. I call it the nutty mix bag. I didn't know what else to call it. I was like, it's the big nutty mix of things. I'm like, it's a nutty mix bag, like trail mix, but
yeah, like trail mix. Near death dial style. Uh-huh. Near death dial style trail mix.
There you go. Words are hard, and you've been drinking essential oils and alcohol. It's fine.
Yeah. Apparently, I shouldn't, but I did.
It's that toxic MLM coming to you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, don't draw me back in. I've done Mary Kay. I've done doTERRA.
Are those only two you've done?
I think, no, I did another one called Lioness.
Ooh, what was Lioness?
Girl, I can't even remember.
That's okay. How bad it you was. Don't remember what they sold?
No, I do not. If they didn't sell things, it was like, come in on the ground floor. We're getting into American market now. It's some kind. Oh, it was like if you buy in, you mm-hmm. can get cash back if you go to certain gas stations and grocery stores. But it never really picked up. So I lost. I lost out.
It's okay. I've done two MLMs. I've done Jamberry Nails was my first one.
Really?
Did you ever do Jamberry Nails? Did you?
I didn't do it, but I heard about it.
Yeah, they were fun, like, for the time being, like, when nail wraps were getting big.
Very cute.
Yeah, they were cute, and I sold a few, mostly bought some on discount, it was fine. Then I did Beachbody for, like, 2 years, and I liked it. I just kind of got burnt out trying to keep up with, like, all the new trends and stuff like that. But, I mean, I ultimately accomplished my goal of losing weight,
And learning a routine.
Learning a routine. Yeah. No, it was good. Like, and the funny thing is, I think I only completed two of the programs that they had, and that was enough to lose the weight. So
that's pretty great.
Yeah. No, it was cool. And I still use their, like, their workouts, and I still use their meal, like, diet plan based on, like, portion control.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's good.
That helps a lot. So, anyways, I'm here to say it works. You don't have to buy anything from me because I don't sell anything anymore. So,
see, MLMs are okay sometimes. It just sucks. I mean, you know, if you're really trying to get that pink car for Mary Kay, the pink Cadillac, that's probably not going to happen. But if you just want to learn about makeup and selling things, or you know, that was my experience, obviously, because I did Mary Kay, but. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I had fun with it while it lasted, and then I was like, you know what, I just, like I said, I didn't have to recruit anybody to make money. Just anybody that wanted to do workouts with me, just, I gave them a link, and I got a commission off that, but they were free to quit whenever they wanted to, so.
Totally, yeah, anyways. I just sold makeup, too. That's all I did. I never brought in anyone underneath me. I was like, I'll just sell some makeup, get some
I'm like,
cash.
I really don't want to be responsible for anybody. So I'm like, you can be a part of my workout club, but I don't want to sponsor anybody or whatever they call it.
Exactly.
All right. So how about we get in? Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that's not what we were talking about today.
No,
all three
sorry.
Stories, I'm pretty sure, have nothing to do with MLM, but that was a fun intro.
Okay, so let's talk about our nutty mixed bag of topics. So, Paige, would you say you're an early, on time, or late to most things person? What are you?
Fucking early as shit, dude. If as much as possible, you know, like if I can get there like an hour early, that's kind of my preference.
Okay, same. Yeah, I want to be, like, dangerously early, like, to the point where, like, whatever is ending hasn't finished wrapping up before the next one starts kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just going to sit in the back. Don't mind me here. I know I'm early for the next thing.
Yeah, exactly. So that kind of ties into our little first story here. In the city of Beatrice, Nebraska, 40 miles south of Lincoln, in case you're wondering, in the 1950s, there was a church called Westside Baptist Church.
Oh, Baptist. Okay. Did you go to Baptist church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. So every Wednesday, 15 members of the choir would meet for practice. This is in the 1950s. They always started promptly at 7:20 p.m., but sometimes people come a little early to mingle, maybe like 10 minutes early, to, you know, get the hot goss, you know,
hell
church
yeah.
lady stuff.
Get that church goss.
On March 1st, 1950, at 7:27 p.m., the church exploded.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Wait, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the time that it happened?
Okay, so they always promptly started choir practice at 7:20. On this day, at 7:27, so 7 minutes past, the church exploded.
Oh, my God. So it wasn't even like an early bird thing. It was like 7:27, y'all should already be starting to practice singing.
Absolutely. So those 15 souls should have met their maker, but not one of the choir members died.
Not one of them? Did they put the bomb in a dumb place? Like, well, in the bathroom, and nobody happened to be over there?
Look, not even one of them was injured. Do you want to guess why?
Okay, let me see. 15 people.
And it was not a bomb.
Oh, it's not a bomb. Okay.
It's
it exploded, but it wasn't a bomb.
Yeah, I'll get into why it exploded, but
Were they practicing in another location? Were they out in the parking lot doing a grilling? That would be fun, actually, a nice church grill out.
Not in Nebraska in March.
Oh, I take it back. I'm sorry. I'm from California and Texas, yes. You guys.
I know, you can grill all the time. So yes. Any season.
Anytime you want. Okay. Were they all late?
Paige, they were all late to practice.
15 people.
Okay, so here's the breakdown of, I think this is almost every person, because this is a 100% true story. Okay, this actually happened. It's in like their local newspaper. Okay, so the pastor who lit the furnace that exploded. So he lit the furnace, and I guess it went out, and it was just filled with gas or something. Okay, so the pastor and his wife and his daughter were all late because the daughter's dress got dirty or soiled or whatever. So the wife had to go iron her a new one. So the pastor had gone over there and then went back home. So he had gone back home. But so they were all waiting for the daughter's dress to be ironed. So that's why he was late.
Okay.
One choir member, a high school sophomore, was late due to problems with her geometry homework.
Really?
These are just like really bizarre reasons, but they're all wonderful. So two members who were sisters were late because their car would not start, and their alternate ride was the member with the geometry problem.
These two sisters are like, Janie can't come, she's 16 and has homework.
Yep. Like, gosh, hurry up. Another member was working on an important letter.
Dang, okay. It must have been a real important letter.
I guess so. Another member and her daughter were late as she had to attend to matters at her mother's house before arriving.
Okay, so she's like, I got to stop off at my mom's house on the way to quiet. I'll be a few minutes late, no big deal.
One member waited until the last minute before leaving due to cold weather. So no grilling, but...
yeah, smart. Let the furnace heat up a little bit before you show up.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Another member taking care of two of his sons was delayed and did not realize until the last minute that he was going to be late. Or he was already late, I guess.
So he's just a little scatterbrained at that time.
The pianist had planned to arrive 30 minutes early but fell asleep after dinner, which caused her and her mother, who was the choir director, to be late.
Even the director was late. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And, wait, the pianist?
Yes. The piano player, Paige. Grow up.
I know. I heard you say pianist, and I've been smiling since then.
I saw that. I'm like, why is she smiling so much?
Saying a thing like pianist around me, I can't not.
I know. We are 12. 12-year-old boys over here. Okay. Two other members were high school students, and they were late as one wanted to catch the end of a radio program, and the other waited for her as they customarily went together to practice.
1950s. I was like, radio program.
I was thinking, I'm like, they had did they 1950, there was TV, right? Like,
I think so, but I think it was like one channel, maybe, you know. Yeah, so okay. It's like, oh, if you don't like what's on, maybe just turn on the radio and there's a few to pick from. Maybe there's a story.
Look, one of those... I've sat in the car before listening to the end of like a radio show, like whatever. Like, I've never been late, but there's been times where I'm like, oh, I just want to sit here and finish this before I go inside or whatever, you know, or the song or what have you.
Yeah, good song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to stay in the car and listen to music to avoid going to work. Like, I just, one more minute, I don't
know. More song. I can just, yeah. So that's pretty much everybody. This was featured on Unsolved Mysteries, and even Snopes confirmed this to be true. And there is documentation of it actually happening. So, Paige, do you think this was the biggest coincidence in history or divine intervention?
It's got to be a little bit divine intervention.
I think so.
Whatever you want to call that. Like, if it was just like a collective unconscious, some kind of, hey, you know, a little, just like, it's like that. I think it was Seth MacFarlane who was supposed to fly on 9/11 on the plane.
Mm-hmm. And he was so like, drunk. He was hungover. Oh, I heard he was hungover. He was too hungover to make it.
Oh, you're probably right. And it just didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So it's just things like that where it's like, a little bit of an intervention there, a little divine intervention. Something stopped them because mm-hmm. nobody was there. It wasn't like three people were late, you know, and didn't get blown up.
Everybody. What are the chances that 15 people were going to be late?
And you know... that in that community, they're going to be like, you know, that bitch was late last week. You know, they're like, yeah. Oh, shit, I can't be late. All of them.
And I feel like I would be the late. One bitch that was like, I'm not going to be late. Kaboom! Yeah.
That would have been your fate and mine and mine.
Yeah.
But you and I would probably be sitting in the parking lot.
Listening to music, you know? And being like, oh, here's that really good part in Bohemian Rhapsody. And it's like they're about to hit it. And it's like, woo!
And that's a divine intervention all in its own.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is.
What a crazy story. And so it's on Unsolved Mysteries too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a good show. I assume good. Robert Stack era, not the more recent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do love the recent ones too. They're
I do too. The production value is like crisp very good. And beautiful. And mm-hmm. I want more seasons, Netflix.
I know. And while you're at it, can you please just bring back Mindhunter? Because I'm rewatching.
Please.
And it just doesn't feel right knowing there's no season 3.
I don't even need a season 3, Lisa. If they just want to do a movie to wrap up the BTK story, that's all I need.
Yeah, give me an hour and a half. Wrap it up. Pull it all together. Come on.
Easy peasy. Netflix is pushing out all these other movies. Just do a fucking Mindhunter. I don't care if David Fincher does it or not.
Yeah, I'll be okay if he doesn't want to do it. Like, I feel like don't make it a thing where Hulu has to go pick it up.
Oh, I know, right? Hulu saves so many shows.
Yeah. Paige, you know what I just realized? Okay,
yeah.
You guys listening aren't going to be able to tell this, but Paige and I are looking at each other on video. I have a background, like an animated background through... Discord. Paige has one too. Paige, just tilt your head over a little more. Do you see who you have behind you? She was noticing that. Yeah, the little monkey thing or whatever it is. Maybe
pig monkey.
Pig, man, bear, pig, monkey. Pig, bear, monkey. There we go. So yeah. I have the same little guy on mine, and I didn't realize because Paige's head is always in the same spot. I didn't realize she had the same little guy like floating around behind her.
I didn't realize that either, Lisa. That's hilarious. When you said, keep going. I was, oh, there's a thing behind my head.
Eventually, this will be on YouTube one day.
And you'll be able to see the monkey.
And you'll be able to see
the
man, what
bear,
the hell,
pig.
The man, bear, pig, monkey. All right. Well, Paige. We're going to just segue over real quick into something called the burnt toast theory. Have you heard of this?
No, but I like toast. I don't like it burnt.
To what degree do you like your toast done? Do you like it kind of browned? Like,
yes,
I like mine
a
just
touch of brown all
okay.
over.
Okay. I like mine very lightly toasted.
Okay, so you like yours a little bit toasted.
Yeah, just lightly toasted, or maybe just a hint of brown.
I'll throw it away if it's too burnt, because yeah. It's going to ruin the whole thing. I mean, you can try to scrape off the burnt part. It's not going to
work. No, I don't even, I'm not going to waste a knife on that.
Mm-mm. I'll put another loaf in there.
Put another loaf in. So, something called the burnt toast theory. It's by throwing a small inconvenience at us, the universe or God is saving us from something far more detrimental, or pushing us in a whole new direction that we didn't realize we needed to go. So maybe in their case, their burnt toast theory was literally being delayed by all these different things. That was their
so
burnt
many
toast.
Random things.
Yeah, totally yeah. Random. So I used to think about this a lot. Maybe I still do. I don't know. When I'm stuck behind like a slow driver on the freeway, sometimes I don't go around them because sometimes I like in my head, it'll click in the back of my head like, hey, there might be a reason that you need to just slow down.
Yes, girl.
I think about that sometimes. Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Okay. So
I'm like, because I'm a speed demon. I'm like, fucking, you bitch are on the freeway. You can't be going 50 miles an hour. And then I'm like, what if there is a cop in a mile? Mm-hmm. And if I stay back here, I won't get a ticket.
Yeah. But everyone that zooms around will be the first to get tickets, right? Yeah. I remember once on my way to jury duty, it was like my first jury summons ever. I was driving near the like uptown Galleria area of Houston. And if you know, you know, very, very, very busy. It's where a lot of like the freeways like merge into like one area. It sucks.
It's confusing and scary.
It's an area that's not easy to navigate, especially if you're not used to the area. And like Paige and I didn't really hang out in that area. It's a little further south than we wanted to go, I think. So anyways, I was driving that way and it was an early morning rush hour. I missed my exit. I had to get off at the next one and turn around. So I'm like, I'm freaking out because I'm like, I need to be early to make sure I get a good parking spot for jury duty and blah, blah, blah. So anyways, I had to turn around. Once I got back on the freeway, there was a car behind me that cut across like four lanes and crashed into the middle barrier and like barely missed me. Like I could see them so close in my rearview mirror. I'm like, man, that car went around fast. And I look in my side mirror and I see him hit the barrier. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm like, if I had just been a few feet back.
Yeah.
That would have been me crashing, you know.
You would have been in the way.
I would have, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so there's some burnt toast for you.
Yeah, missing my exit, you know. And yeah. I mean, I guess if I hadn't missed my exit, I don't know. I don't know. But I think about that a lot because I'm like, that could have been me.
Yeah, that's super interesting. You totally could have been divinely intervented right there.
Absolutely. According to an article by happyful.com titled "What is burnt toast theory and how can it help us reframe life's inconveniences?" they ask, why is the burnt toast theory so popular? They said, many of us experience hypervigilance, a sense of constantly being on edge, worrying about every little detail in life, or overthinking our interactions. Hello?
Yep. Right here.
This can lead us to feeling like we're constantly worrying, overthinking, or ruminating on things. This emotional hypervigilance can be caused by feelings of anxiety, past trauma, high levels of stress, and a need for perfectionism. Cheers to that. Yep.
Cheers to that. That's my everyday.
So I feel like burnt toast theory kind of also hinges on, what is it, like the butterfly effect?
Yeah.
You know.
Little things can affect bigger things.
Absolutely. Have you ever had anything like that happen to you that you can remember?
I feel like I have. Well, you know what? Okay, here we go. Here's a little thing. Very tiny thing. I remember 2012, I believe, maybe 2011. I was out of work trying to find a job. And I found a job online through Craigslist. Don't do it.
Don't. That's not the way to go about things anymore. We have better technology for finding jobs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Exactly. There's probably, if you're doing only remote work, then it's totally fine. But I answered an ad from a guy who wanted help. He was a inspector for smoke detectors. And so he had to go around to every apartment in a building, specifically the ones that are vacant before mm-hmm. someone moves in. And he would have to check the smoke alarm. And he was going to pay me $100 a day to just kind of help him, like mm-hmm. hand him the tool he needs, keep him company. And I was like, okay, cash money. Like, it's not, I was like,
oh yeah, under the table shit.
Taxes, okay.
Yeah, right, no kidding. I guess if you want a job that you don't have to pay taxes on, you could probably go to Craigslist still.
Yeah, just don't be like a 23-year-old girl. I don't know, it was a bad idea. Bad happened. He did halfway through the first and only day I spent working with him, halfway through the day he took his shirt off and he was like sweaty and large. And that's not the problem. The problem is he was like, you can take your shirt off too if you want. And I was like, nope, take me home or take me back to my car. Mm-hmm. I'm out.
I wouldn't have gotten back in the car with him.
I know, right? I had to. I guess,
look, 20s, you know, at the time, I don't think
I had an Uber app or anything. But if I had, I would have been like, I'm just going to go. Peace mm-hmm. out. And the next day, I was so bummed out because I was excited about that job. It was going to be easy, mm-hmm. lots of money. And he creeped me out way too bad. So I wasn't going to go back there.
Good for you. And that's why you're alive today.
But the next, so my friends, I had two friends who were a couple. It was like, I was friends with the girl mm-hmm. and they were like, hey, let's go to the zoo. We all have zoo passes. The San Diego Zoo is a wonderful day. You know, you just mm-hmm. walk around all these beautiful plants and animals. And I was like, okay. So they were trying to cheer me up from this real shitty, small little like half day job that I did that I hated. Mm-hmm. And then I saw at the zoo, steam powered giraffe. And it completely changed my life because I started dating one of the band members. I became part of the band. I traveled around for 2.5 years wearing a big old costume, big wig, having a great time. And I'm dating right now Sam Luke, who is also in the band. It's like I wouldn't be here doing this, at least not in this space, mm-hmm. just because of that one little like, oh, they were trying to cheer me up because I had a shitty day the day before. That was it.
Crazy.
So that's that little tiny thing mm-hmm. that changed the rest of my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Crazy. So your burnt toast theory kind of, it was an inconvenience, but it pushed you in a direction to meet your partner.
That bastard was my burnt toast. That shirtless bastard.
I'm glad you clarified because I feel like you were talking about Sam for a second. That shirtless or that bastard. I'm like, come on, you're dating him.
I like it when Sam takes his shirt off. It's different because I like it.
There you go.
What about you, Lisa? Besides that, that was a really interesting story, though, how you were on the freeway and you missed mm-hmm. your exit. Because that's like,
yeah,
something bad could happen.
I probably should have thought about it more. I'm sure there's been a million times where something little has happened that's like, you know, prevented something bad from happening to me or has pushed me in this direction. You know, it's just.
Right.
Yeah. It all worked out. Or it is working out still. So.
Yeah. Good. Whatever it was.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're good, I'm ready to move on to the next topic.
Oh, I was going to mention, though, have you seen the movie Sliding Doors?
No.
That is burnt toast as a movie. Burnt toast theory. It's Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning of the movie, it splits off into two different movies. Both her. But she's in the tube. She's about to be in the underground and she's running down to catch her train. And a kid with a Barbie is blocking her way. In one version, the mom pulls the kid away so she can get past and make her train before it goes and leaves her behind. And in the other one, the mom doesn't do that. So mm-hmm. In the one where she makes her train on time, she happens to catch her husband. This is an old movie. Spoiler alert.
It's fine.
This is also in the beginning of the movie.
Okay.
She catches her husband cheating on her. Mm-hmm. And so it changes. Like she wants to divorce him. She gets a new job. She gets a beautiful little pixie haircut. But the other Gwyneth Paltrow, who didn't catch her husband cheating on her, kind of has a shitty time for a little while, like doesn't realize why she's upset and why her husband and her aren't getting along.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, and here's the end, because this is spoiler city, the one with the cute little pixie haircut who, you know, changed her whole life, dies. But the one who didn't get that little revelation does end up divorcing her husband and still, you know, keeps moving on. Mm-hmm. So it was like a butterfly effect or something like that.
Well, you know, if in high school I hadn't gone up to the girl I'd never met before trying to warn her about the guy she just was dating or broken up with, and we wouldn't be best friends. So
we wouldn't be here. Literally, we would not be here right now.
I think that's kind of how we started talking, because, like, number one, I'm shy. I don't just go up and talk to anybody. But I think you had just broken up with that guy, and I was like, yes, that guy's such a loser. Yeah. I was like, that guy's such a loser. Like, he dated my other friend, and he was such a jerk to her. And you're like, yeah, it's, I only dated him like 2 weeks, and I'm glad it's over.
3 days.
Oh, 3 days. Okay, my bad.
Only 3 days, and I would remember psyching myself up to break up with him because I just couldn't be around him. It was so awkward. But
you were 3 feet taller than him.
I was taller than him.
Yeah, everyone was taller than him, Paige.
I've been taller than a lot of my boyfriends. I'm not even that tall. I'm like 5'8" and a half.
I guess that's what, I don't know what an average woman's height is. I'm considered short. I'm 5'2".
You're adorable.
Oh, thank you. You make me feel so safe.
Good. I'm going to wrap you in a blanket.
Oh, thank you. Give me a giant moment, please.
Okay.
So, Paige, next topic. If in the animal kingdom there were laws, which law would your cat Cairo have broken? And if you want examples, I will go first with Boo.
Please, examples.
Boo would be arrested for disturbing the peace with her barking, theft of my socks, because they're always going missing, and I see her, and a destruction of private property and urinating in public. Sometimes she doesn't make it onto the grass, and she just pees on the sidewalk.
Ah, okay. Okay. That's very funny. I was like, if a cat had laws, I don't think Cairo would have broken any, but I see what you mean.
Our laws applying to the animal kingdom. Yeah.
Right. Our law, human law. Cairo. Yeah. Licking her butt in public.
Oh, so
public indecency.
Public indecency, yes.
Okay. That's a big one for her.
Any assaults with the nails, with the claws?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Assault. She. Being a unwanted alarm clock, because she'll wake me up by clawing my face in the morning.
Okay, so assault and disturbing the peace.
Yeah, there you go. Assault and disturbing the peace, bitch. Okay. No, just, I love her. I love her, but and it doesn't break the skin. It's just enough to wake me up. Did Boo wake up? What did she do?
I just turned over because earlier she was laying in the hallway between me and Kyle's offices, just laying there. I turn over and look, and she's laying half in my office, half out, but facing me with her head on a toy, like on a little plush toy. Like, bitch, I know you ain't talking about me. I see the shit you do.
Like, Boo, I've never peed on public property, though.
Well, I can't say that. Yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
Sometimes you gotta go.
Sometimes you gotta go. It's true.
Yeah. But I've never thefted.
Mm-mm. Nope. Or disturbed the peace.
Or a destruction of private property. Unless it was my own. And in that case, and it's okay.
That's your business. That's not the government.
Absolutely. So, I came across a list of weird medieval facts. And one that stuck out to me was non-human animals on trial. It's usually pigs, but some
back then.
I know, right? It's usually pigs for some reason, but sometimes it was other farm animals, dogs, goats, sheep, horses from time to time. So I have a couple examples here.
I'm laughing so hard just from the description of what's going to happen that my I'm shaking my desk and shaking the camera.
So this one, I don't love what happened in this case, but I think the description of it is freaking hilarious. Okay, so just That's stay with thing. Me. Okay, so this took place in 1750. There was a Frenchman named Jacques Ferron, who was tried and hanged for copulation with a female donkey called a Jenny.
So, oh my God, I didn't know they were called Jennies.
I didn't know that either. So, yeah, a female donkey is called a Jenny. The trial took place in the commune of Vanvive, and Ferron was found guilty and sentenced to death by hanging, which, good. In cases such as these, it was usual that the animal would be also sentenced to death, but in this case, the she-ass was acquitted. The court decided that the animal was the victim and had not participated of her own free will. A document dated September 1750 was submitted to the court on behalf of the she-ass that attested to the virtuous nature of the animal, signed by the parish priest and other principal residents of the commune. It proclaimed that, quote, they were willing to bear witness that she is in word and deed and in all her habits of life a most honest creature.
Oh my God.
So they did not have to kill the Jenny.
Why would they put to death the animal that got basically? Like,
I think if it were, especially if it were an animal that you were going to end up eating.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Like a cow or a chicken.
Yeah, you maybe wouldn't want it to be tainted. You know.
Not with that special jelly.
No. Mm-mm. No. But I like how they referred to her as the she-ass.
The she-ass. Yeah. The she-ass. I cracked up real hard when you said that. The she-ass.
But I'm like, I like how the whole town, even the parish priest came and was like, no, this is the most honest creature. Yes. Did not participate of her own free will. Please do not kill this animal. She had to get
character witnesses.
She has had character witnesses. That must be the most virtuous donkey.
Hmm. Yes. Yeah, she even the, what did you say, pastor liked her? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was a very virtuous donkey. Good for her. Good for her.
Good for her. So you'd think animals on trial would have gone out of fashion with, like, leeching. But you'd be wrong.
And I would have thought that.
Yeah, yes. You would think it would have ended. But in 2004.
What?
2004, Paige, okay? The new millennia.
We were juniors in high school.
Yes, we were. Katya, the bear, a brown bear from Kazakhstan, was tried and found guilty of mauling two people. She was imprisoned in the Arkalik prison, somewhere I can't pronounce, in Russia.
Mm-hmm. In Russia.
In okay. Russia, yeah. So, brown bear, mauled two people, went to jail. Do you know what the length of the sentence was for this brown bear? That went to a prison, a real prison.
Went to a real prison.
Went to a
mauled
real.
Mauled two people.
Mauled two people. Went to a real people prison in her own cell.
Oh, a real people prison.
Yeah, not just like, not like a zoo that didn't get, like, you know, yard time. She went to a real prison.
They should have just sent it to a zoo. Okay, let me think. Mauled two people, go into a human prison. 15 years?
Ooh, you are spot on. She was given 15 to life.
15 to life? That's a big jump. That's a big jump.
Yeah. But she did have a private cell, and they said that was the only cell that had a swimming pool. So she still got a swimming pool.
Why would they do this, Lisa? It's a bear.
Look, okay. So it was really sad.
Put
so
her on the stand.
I read that she was a bear that had previously been, I don't know if it was circus trained or not quite. I don't think she had ever been in the circus, but like a circus person had like captured her and was trying to train her, but she was too aggressive. So they kept her in a cell, like in a cage, I guess. but people, I guess it was at like a campground. It was really bizarre. So, but people, even though there were signs and stuff warning, don't get close to this bear, it will hurt you. People got close and got hurt.
They should be put on trial. They can't read.
I know. It didn't say if they lived or died. I know one was a little kid, but was, and then
I mean, that's tragic for sure. It's not something that it's like, let's celebrate the bear, but you don't put it on trial.
No, they put the bear on trial. So she was actually released after 15 years. So she served her sentence and was allowed to be in Gen Pop at a zoo with other bears and was doing very well after her imprisonment.
What the fuck? She's just like, I went from one cage to another cage. I don't really know what's going on.
Well, they say that. Okay, so I was also reading that while she was in prison, it was the duty of some of the other prisoners to tend to the bear, like, safely. Like, they would go and feed her crackers and cookies and fruit and stuff like that. And they said that she was never aggressive with them, that she had, like, super mellowed out, but, like, enjoyed her pool time.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It was so sad. But they said that she's doing really well in the zoo and is not aggressive with other bears or handlers, as far as I know.
Holy cannoli, Lisa. I know. My heart is 3 times bigger today. from thinking about her in prison being nice to the people feeding her cookies.
I'd be nice too.
Yeah, I'll take some cookies. I won't bite the hand that feeds me a cookie.
No. So any last thoughts on that before I move on to our next topic?
I want to see a Dr. Dolittle movie about this. Oh! The Dr. Dolittle has to be the lawyer or something.
Dr. Dolittle goes to Washington.
And he makes a very impassioned speech about bear rights.
I love it. That sounds awesome.
I'd watch it.
I would too. Would it be Eddie Murphy playing Dr. Dolittle again?
I would say so. I know there was a Robert Downey Jr. one since then, but I have not seen that one.
I think you're right.
I don't want to watch it. I mean, it might be good, I guess.
I feel like...
if we could get Rex Harrison from back in the day.
No kidding. I feel like Eddie Murphy's played some doctors before. He's been Dr. Dolittle. He was the doctor... what was his name in Nutty Professor?
Clump. Nutty Professor. Yes. He was a professor, at least. Maybe not a doctor, but probably.
Oh, you're right. He may not... well, I feel like they called him Dr. Clump, didn't they?
Oh, okay.
What was his first name in that?
I don't know. It's been so long since I've seen those movies.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, I was like, he's played a couple doctors before. Very nice. And a vampire in Brooklyn.
Yes.
Have you seen that? I've never seen that. Have you ever seen that movie?
I saw it once when I was a kid. It was on TV, so they probably cut out some bits, but I liked it. I like any vampire movie.
So, we're talking about, you know, jail time and trials. So let's segue into something a little bit more current. O.J. Simpson died recently.
He fucking did. That's crazy, isn't it? I didn't expect it. It came out of nowhere. So, I didn't know he had cancer, though.
I didn't know that either. I feel like, I feel like Jay Leno over here about to tell an anecdote, but real quick, funny story.
You heard about this?
You heard about this? You heard about this baby? Okay, so the day that he died, I found out like on some post that he had died, and I text you, and I text Kyle the same thing I text you. I said... I text him, O.J. Simpson died. That was one text. The next one, I put, bye, bitch, in the second text. Well, Kyle didn't see the first text, and he only saw the pop-up on his phone that said, bye, bitch. And he said he panicked. He thought I said, bye, bitch, because I was, like, mad or something.
You were leaving him. You're like, I'm going to pack up my stuff and go.
He said bye, he panicked. Bitch. He's like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Like, you're not the bitch. OJ Simpson.
I found that so comical, and Kyle's like, it's not funny. I sincerely thought I did something wrong.
You're like, that's not how I would tell you, Kyle.
Right? He's like, that was awfully sassy. Boo agrees. Oh, goodness. Now I'm warm. Anyways.
I know. And what did I say? I said I was looking forward to a reality show with O.J. Simpson and Crazy Bitch.
Casey Anthony. That's right.
Because they were both in Florida for a hot second there. Oh, they were. I'd watch that reality show.
Do you remember the trial when we were kids?
No, not from when I was a kid.
Okay.
Well, I remember the Bronco chase more than the trial.
Okay. I remember when this trial was going on as a kid. I remember my mom talking about Judge Ito.
Judge Ito.
My sister thought...
Your mom is a true crime fanatic, so...
Hell yeah. That was probably, like, one of the bigger ones that, like, really got her into it. I don't know. Maybe she'd been into it before. But I remember she said something about Judge Ito. And my sister thought Jujito was one word. Like, one person named is Jujito.
Jujito.
Jujitsu, Jujito.
Sounds like Dorito.
It kind of does. But I digest. So, what if he had been convicted? What if, like, one person's testimony had put him away?
That would have been nice. Then it wouldn't be like, he wouldn't have wrote a book that said, if I did it. And he's like, I'm going to find the real killer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, OJ. Good luck.
Well, did you know it could have happened?
Was there a witness?
Possibly. So there was a woman named Jill Shively who alleged that she saw OJ driving recklessly and speeding by, nearly colliding with her car, going away from the scene. She, like, recognized him in his Bronco that put him, basically fleeing the scene within, like, a few miles, I believe, of the...
So that was his Bronco. For some reason, I thought it was the other guy's Bronco, the one that was driving.
I'm pretty sure it was... She saw him in the Bronco, but maybe it was...
You're probably right. I was just...
I mean, he could have borrowed it. He could have borrowed it then and borrowed it again.
Absolutely.
Like, and while she would have been the perfect witness, she screwed up.
What did she do?
So, Shively sold her story prior to the trial to a show called Hard Copy. Do you remember that show, Hard Copy?
Yeah.
I remember the name. I don't remember watching it.
Yeah, same. I think I probably heard the name later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, okay, so... How much do you think she sold this for, this story?
This is in the early 90s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I will give you the inflation price as well. But at the time, how much do you think she sold it for?
God. I guess if this is before the trial, she didn't know how big this was going to get.
I think she would know, considering it's O.J. Simpson. Like, if
I would hope she would.
If you saw Taylor Swift leaving a crime scene in her car really quick, you would think it was going to be a big deal. He was a big deal.
Or her boyfriend, who is a football player.
Oh, girl, you're right.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a very good point. I don't know, man. I hope she got some money for $50,000.
Page, she sold it for $5,000.
No.
Which in today's money would be $10,000. But still.
That's not enough.
Uh-uh.
Dumb bitch. I mean, I love you. Whatever. Sorry, lady, that you didn't get the amount of money you deserve for that story, but you did not get the amount of money.
Look, first of all, if you're going to do a thing, do it for much more than that, right? Like, yes. Get your, yeah. But if you have a conscience... Maybe don't go sell your testimony to an infotainment show. That's what they call it, infotainment.
Yeah, she should have just waited and gone to be a witness.
Mm-hmm. So she had told, I think initially she had told the prosecutors, and they're like, have you told this to anybody else? And she's like, just my mom, who I like saw like right after. And she's like, okay. They're like, okay. It was Marcia Clark. Remember Marcia Clark?
That name sounds so familiar.
So she's done a lot since. She was one of the prosecutors. She was like the female prosecutor on the case.
That's why the name is familiar.
Yeah, but she does a lot of like Marcia Clark investigates now.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, but when she found out, she was furious because she's like, now we can't use this. I read on a Huffington Post article that she told the prosecutor, she hadn't told anyone else, but she actually kind of tried to hide that she went to, like, hard copy, or hard copy had come to her or something like that. So basically this discredited her testimony because she may have exaggerated to make the story more juicy.
Probably.
Because she had done that before the trial, it wouldn't look good because they could be like, well, she's lying for the money. Like, she knows she can make money off saying this. Who knows if it's true?
$5,000 though.
Yeah. And of course she could have been like, I saw him like fleeing the scene and speeding past and ran a red light and I almost crashed in my car. Or she could have sincerely saw him like at a red light, like waiting his turn to casually drive by, you know. So
yeah,
it just couldn't be used because she'd already made sold it more dramatic. Yeah, absolutely. So that, who knows? That could have been the, I don't know what the term is, the not the smoking gun, the nail in the coffin, the final thing that actually got the job done to put him behind bars.
Nail in the coffin.
Yeah,
absolutely. So. If she had been able to be a witness instead of selling her story for a paltry amount, I mean, that $5,000 is gonna be gone soon.
Yeah, she lived in California. That was gone already. Taxes.
Oh my god, yeah. Fucking rent prices? Banana prices? Fuck it. You're broke.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, if she had been able to be a witness in the trial and they had found him guilty, the world might have been a different place, honestly.
Totally,
that was
completely
such
different.
A big trial.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, and the defense that, you know, they used a little rhyme, like, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Mm-hmm. Like, it was such a fucking movie trial.
Horrible.
That if she had been in there, that would have been like the clincher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Paige. But then again, if this trial hadn't happened, maybe something else wouldn't happen. We wouldn't be friends.
I don't like that. Let's leave it as is.
Let's not branch off into other timelines, shall we?
No, I don't want to do this sliding doors style. It's not even a great movie.
It was funny.
Despite me describing the whole plot earlier.
When you described that, there was a really great episode of Family Guy where, what was it? It was like Stewie and Brian. I don't know what kind of machine. It was supposed to be a time machine or a cloning machine or whatever, but they accidentally clone themselves. And they have two storylines where Brian and Stewie are doing different things. They go to Vegas, and the ones that do really well, like, end up, dying? I think one, like, Stewie in one version dies, and Brian and the other one dies, and they somehow meet up at the end, and they're like, I saw you die. They're like, you know, whatever, let's just keep going. But, like, one version, everything's going right, and another version, everything's going wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's, I love that you told me about the burnt toast theory, because I'm going to start thinking about that a lot more now. I mean, you know, I overthink everything anyway, but.
Well, I was reading that article about it. They were like, you know, this also has problems because some people will start to overanalyze everything in their life and be like, oh my gosh, this was a sign. This was like a divine intervention. This was this, you know, just overthinking things that maybe you should just keep moving on with, you know.
Probably. I mean, it's hard to, but it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should probably just not overthink everything. Yeah.
Eh, who am I to tell you what to do? I got enough problems.
You doing okay. But, you know, I was thinking about O.J. Simpson. So in the criminal trial, he got, whatever, exonerated.
Mm-hmm.
Not guilty.
Uh-huh.
And then he went into the civil trial with the waiter's parents,
the
Goldmans, I want to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That one. And he had to pay them a bunch of money, right? So it's like he did get found guilty in a civil trial, just not a criminal trial. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, he is guilty, but he's not guilty.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter because the main trial that everybody watched, mm-hmm. he was not guilty. And his trial fucking kicked off the forensic craze, I guess. Like, because his trial was the first one. They didn't tell a good story. If they had told a good story, he would have fucking been found guilty. Or if that witness had been able to testify, he would have been found guilty. But nobody knew what forensic shit was before that. Mm-hmm. And that was the trial that was like, guess what? We can test blood and, you mm-hmm. know, fingerprints and DNA a lot better now than we used to be able to.
Yeah.
It changed a lot. It did. So if any little change to that trial, i.e. this witness that wasn't able to come forward, it would have changed so much.
It would have, yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy. That's like a Berenstain Bears kind of thing.
You think it's a Mandela effect?
It might be. I don't know. Maybe there is someone out there who's like, I swear, I remember that the trial came out that he was guilty. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I bet. Maybe it was just everyone thought, knew he was deep in their hearts, whatever, but... What gets me
was...
Yeah,
a lot of people were like, he's probably guilty.
Yeah. What gets me is the glove thing. They're like, it doesn't even fit. I'm like, I can make things not fit if I try hard enough, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm like, I can't...
It's not hard.
No.
It's harder to make certain things fit than it is to make them not fit. Where you're like, okay, suck it in. Now zip up. You know, or like trying to pull my, I got big hands too. I got a small wrist and big hands. I have a really hard time with gloves and very long fingers. I could be like, oh my God, it doesn't fit.
All you have to do is, I don't remember where it may, I may be making this up. I don't know. I feel like someone said like he was sitting on his hand or something or doing something to his hand to
make it swollen.
To make it swollen so it wouldn't fit.
I heard he didn't take his blood pressure medication or something, his heart pills, something that made like his fingers get real big.
Mm. He went and slammed him in some like door jams or whatever in the car ahead.
It doesn't fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Your hands all bloody and bruised. I wasn't hitting anybody, that's for sure.
That's right.
Wasn't stabbing anybody.
Two people. Yeah. With my kids in the next room.
Right. Shit. Yeah, I just, goodness. Things could have been different, but by me, he ended up going to jail anyway for something else.
He did. He stole his own Heisman Trophy or something like that?
Yeah, I think like he
was trying to get
something.
His merchandise back?
Yeah, he sold something to someone, I think fair and square, and he was trying to get it back, and I think he assaulted the person he was trying to get it back from.
I'm not surprised. He seemed to have a lot of anger. I mean... Maybe we should cover O.J. Simpson someday. I don't really feel like it.
Not right
because
now.
Because it's such a fucking crazy topic.
Yeah.
But I think, like, there was calls to 911 from his wife about abuse, mm-hmm. like, and stalking situations and mm-hmm. stuff. So it's like he probably had a lot of anger inside. And I'm not surprised he assaulted someone else.
Plus, remember, he was a football player. And those guys mm-hmm. get... They can get, not all of them, but they can get that where they get the swelling in their brain or the problems where that cause them to be a little more aggressive. I forgot what it's called. I looked it up a long time ago.
Something to do with concussions. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it's called either, but you're totally right. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that. And it causes like either depression or anger issues.
Yeah, absolutely. There's been quite a few suicides from it. And then also like... uncontrollable anger issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, from all the concussions from fucking football. Even baseball, there's a local SD Padres guy who killed himself, I think, in 2008. But his name was Tony Gwynn. I don't know if you'd heard the name. I think it's more of a local hero kind of thing. But before he killed himself, he was kind of a business entrepreneur. He opened a bunch of restaurants. And then after he killed himself, like, it was more of a, Tony Gwynn, remember him. It's like he played baseball for the Padres for a long time before he retired. And then when he retired, I guess some sort of similar concussion thing that the NFL guys deal with.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. But, yeah, so he could have had that where it was just causing too much, anger where he just was not able to control very well.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was mad that she was possibly dating this waiter guy.
Who knows? There could have been all kinds of stuff. It sounded like they had a very tumultuous relationship in a lot of ways, like, on both sides, you know.
It does.
Not that, yeah. I'm not saying she deserved, any, you know, to be murdered, but, like.
No. No, he overreacted to whatever was going on. He overreacted.
Right. Any hoosers. Well, if unless you have anything else to say, I think we're going to probably wrap it up.
Let's wrap this shit up. All right. Like a bow. With a bow.
With wrap it up. The put a bow on it.
Put a bow on it.
Put a bird on it.
I knew there was a thing.
Yep. All right. Well, that is a wrap. Thank you for listening, Darling Dolls. If you like what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe.
And if you really liked it, come join our Patreon. We have so many extras for you, like our dirty talk show, Dolls After Dark.
That's right. Sorry. I had to swallow my wine. If you want to keep abreast of our goings-on, follow us on Instagram at Near Death Dolls Podcast and on Tumblr at neardeathdolls.tumblr.com.
And as always, darling dolls, enjoy life while you can.
Because death waits for us all. I couldn't think of anything to end this with. I was just like, enjoy life, because then there's death.
Near Death Dolls, that's a good exit. That's a good way to get out of the episode. It matches our name anyway.
It sure does, and I love it.
I love you.
I love you, and I love you, darling dolls. Little babies.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye. A special thanks to Sam Hears for our art and music.
If you'd like to see more from him, check out the links in our show notes.